Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 23rd of June, 2021. I hope that doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Do not adjust your sets, everybody. It's fine. We're not here to talk about security. Don't freak out. We save that for Fridays. But we're here today to talk to you about shortcuts. There's a lot of shortcuts. There are going to be even more shortcut opportunities very soon. And so we thought we'd share some of those with you. And Andrew, the first one you have is some automated workflows on iOS.
Yeah, so this news is good for photographers, in particular, photographers who use a photo editing app that can be found on iPhone and iPad, and it's called Darkroom. I've tried it out in the past. It's not something I use often, but I did download it again, and I will be playing with it more in the future because they announced Monday, I think it was, that they have some deep integration with shortcuts. And they say that it's now really easy to automate a lot of your photography workflows using some of these shortcuts.
Okay.
They didn't have any example shortcuts, but there's just a whole bunch of actions that they talk about.
Okay.
So they say things like there's a crop shortcut action and a batch crop. So if you like your photos in a particular aspect ratio, and you can, you know, create a shortcut to crop, I don't know, 10 photos at once, 20 photos at once, stuff like that. Yeah. And
the automated stuff that you can, like when you have to do the same four steps every time, that's the kind of stuff that's ripe for shortcuts. That's like, let's point that out as a more general thing. Every time I do a thing, I have to open the photo and I have to do the thing and then do the other thing and make this adjustment and then save it. And if they're the same every time, then you can build a shortcut to do that. And Darkroom is one of the ones that's announced there's a way that they can help you do that.
Right. Another thing that they say is you can actually apply some of their photography filters using shortcuts to one of your photos.
Okay.
So one of the screenshots they shared says apply A120 to your photo using Darkroom. This is their shortcut action. And it looks like you can control the filter intensity. You can also control the cropping aspect in this one, the framing aspect. And another cool thing is with this one, you can add a watermark, which is another helpful batch thing to do to, you know, add a watermark to all your photos.
Uh-huh.
So this is some good stuff.
Yeah. And that, I think that, so those are some very useful ones, particularly with images. Like I said, if you do the same thing all the time, it's really nice to be able to do a batch or to just not have to worry about screwing it up. That's the thing I like the best about automating things is I can spend a ton of time getting it right once, and then I never have to worry about it being wrong. So that's part of what makes it great. Now, you have another shortcut that you built it for usernames.
So I actually didn't build it. I think maybe I forgot to mention this in my piece, but this is something that I found in the shortcut subreddit that someone else created. So it is a cool random username generator. It says, they said it chooses a random adjective and a random noun followed by a random number between 1 and 9999.
Okay.
And then it combines all those things into one phrase that you can use as a username. Some of them are kind of funny sounding. Some of the ones that I listed in my piece are kind oven 8211, clumsy information 5522.
Nice.
And big investment 2055.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, if you capitalize one of those words and maybe put some punctuation in between them, that's a pretty good password generator too. That's a password of a reasonable size. It would be an easy thing to type.
And I didn't think of that.
There you go. So
yeah.
Yeah. better than nothing. Like if you sometimes have a password that might be human readable, like you have to be able to type it at some point, then mm-hmm. like those first couple of things that you set up on your computer so that you can set up everything else. it's nice if maybe those are things that are like parsable by a human brain and not just by a machine. So even then, like that might be a good one to add. So
yeah, that's great. And so, like, you know, why would you want something like this? It's really just another privacy thing you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, in the past, speaking of passwords, you know, we recommend using a different password for all your accounts. I've also talked about apps or tools where you can create a different email address mm-hmm. or for, you know, all your accounts. And so just having a different username also for all your accounts is just like one extra step in that sort of trilogy.
Yeah. The username is another one, which is great because the nice thing there, again, is if somebody gets that particular username, then you're not using it anywhere else. So literally they try it someplace else. It's not going to get them anyplace. So very good username generator. Very nice idea. So I'm going to share a shortcut that I have built. Get a pen, everybody. This one's going to be pretty complicated. Here's the deal is that I work out of the office in my house. And so I have my personal computer on my desk, and I have my work computer on my desk, and I have a work iPhone and my own iPhone, and I also have an iPad, and I have a pair of AirPods, which loves all of these devices. And so if I want them to be connected to my phone, or let me rephrase, if I want them to be connected to the phone I am about to use and would like to have my AirPods connected to it, I have this on both of them. I built a shortcut. So literally just opened up the shortcuts app and I built this tiny little shortcut that I call headphones. And it's a very, very, it's a very, very straightforward shortcut. So all you do is I created a new shortcut that literally has two actions in it. And those two actions are it sets my playback device. It sets the audio playback on my mm-hmm. on my device to AirPods Pro. And then when it's done, it plays a tone. And that's it. It's the whole thing. That's all it does. And the whole reason I have it set to play the tone, like you don't have to use that if you don't want to. The whole reason I have a tone set is just so that if I have my headphones in, I can hear it and I know for sure that it actually did connect. Because when I first built it, it was one step, set the playback to this device, to my AirPods. But I wasn't always sure that it had worked because there wasn't a clear indicator like, hi, you're on your AirPods now. Like there is, you know, on Big Sur, if I connect them to my computers, the sound icon turns into a little pair of AirPods. So I can tell, like, I'm connected to my computer. But on my phone, I can't do that. So I have it set to play a sound. And then I can see on my... I can hear in my ears, yes, I got the little doodle playback. And so I know that it's set to my headphones. And now I can make my phone call or listen to music or do whatever the thing was I was going to do that required me to have my headphones in. So...
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, if I pick up my headphones and put them in... Like, it's a crapshoot where they're going to connect. And it doesn't matter what devices are on my desk. It doesn't matter what devices are awake. It doesn't, like, it never matters. Like, they always connect to something new. So it's sort of like a treasure hunt. And I just don't have the patience sometimes to go on that adventure. And so so what I do is I pick up, because I only have one device set to listen to me say, hey, lady. So... on my other device, I just hold the side button and I say headphones because I named it headphones. Here's what it is. And then it play and then it connects. And so then I play the sound in my ear. I know it's done. And then I can make my call or join my Zoom or whatever it was I was going to do. So I find that very, very simple shortcut unbelievably useful. So I thought I would share that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds helpful.
Yeah. When you're dealing with five devices that are all very much All I can think of now is Ted Lasso. Ooh, ooh, give me the headphones. I want the headphones. Give me the headphones. That's when all of your devices are doing that, being able to dictate which one of them it is literally with your voice is a very handy thing to do. So there you go. There, at some point, I will have a write-up of this over at MacObserver.com for people who would like to have the visual cue of this and not just listen to me step you through it. Now, we have one more to talk about, which is pretty interesting to me because this is an announcement that has to do with shortcuts, which are coming to macOS as part of Monterey.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm super excited that shortcuts is coming to the Mac, understandably.
Yes, I'm like, I cannot wait to see the series of things that you end up posting about doing all this stuff on macOS.
So another photography related announcement with shortcuts comes from Pixelmator Pro.
Nice.
They didn't share a whole lot of information, just a teaser image of an example shortcut, but they did announce that once shortcuts does come on the macOS Monterey this fall, Pixelmator Pro will have actions for it. And it looks like the example shortcut, the screenshot that they shared, is an enhanced shortcut. So it says that it gets the contents of a folder to find images to resize, and you can use the resize Pixelmator Pro action, and you can automatically save it to a different folder if you want, or maybe the same one, and then it will just give you a notification that says your images have been enhanced. So nice. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Part of what I'm curious about is whenever Apple announces something like this, that's not necessarily a feature in itself, but the ability for other people to make those features, like shortcuts, like all the kits, you know, password kit, yeah, health kit, you know, all of those sorts of things. What I'm always interested in when Apple puts out like a framework like this that other people can use to do something is where people are going to take that. Like, who's going to grab that and run with it? And the first one we've got out the gate is Pixelmator Pro, which to me sounds super duper cool. To be able to automate some of that, particularly given the field, Andrew, that you and I are in, I can have a nice little automated thing for a screenshot and have it always look the way I want it.
Yeah.
Or this picture came in sideways, and I can have something that like automatically rotates it and makes it the right size, and you know, puts it where, you know, puts it in a folder or something. And it's really nice to have that sort of automation. And at some point, I know you and I will have a whole episode about shortcuts coming to Monterey once Monterey is a little nearer on the horizon, I think, than it is now. Yeah. literally, beta one is not when to have this conversation. But as we get closer, talking about some of the sorts of things that you can do with it, and you know, one of the nice things about shortcuts in general is we were all told like computers can do all that boring stuff for you, and this is going to be a really handy way to help get people into that, particularly like as a lot of people who have iOS come to macOS, being able to build the same sort of little automated things is going to be pretty great. So,
I know
you're excited about it.
I think that's a good. Yes. And I do think that is a good way to look at shortcuts. It's just one of those kits that Apple puts out where it just, you know, helps make your life easier by cutting down on some repetitive tasks you may have to do.
Yeah. And that to me is a lot of the appeal. I have a mild allergy to repetitive tasks. I get hives on my right arm. It's very uncomfortable. So I very much like the idea of being able to hand some of that stuff off. There have been tools that can do things like this. You can create automation, you know, in a lot of different ways. There's Keyboard Maestro. There's Apple Script. There's Automator on macOS right now, if that's the thing you want to try. But a lot of those have not been very approachable as a way to create automation. Like, I have some really awesome Hazel rules set up, but like that's not a thing I can get my mom to do for the thing that she needs, or get, you know, other members of my family. I just say my mom because my mom uses her phone and her computer way more than any other member of my family, so she would be the person I would start with. But I'm not like setting up someone whose idea of a good time is not troubleshooting stuff that goes wrong on their machine is not the person that you want to that wants to go build automations in these particular ways, right? So
yeah.
That's one of the nice things about automation. I like the idea that automation is going to get a lot more approachable, and that there's going to be a lot more that's possible once Shortcuts becomes a first party member of the Apple, of the macOS ecosystem, and is not just the one on iOS that you can do a lot of awesome things with. So I think that's going to be cool.
Yeah. But I mean, even with Automator, that does have the same kind of drag and drop actions, but it doesn't have a lot of third party support like Shortcuts has. Mm-hmm. I think, as I mentioned once, Pixelmator Pro does also have Automator actions, but I don't know of a lot of other apps that do.
Yeah, and that's like some of the things that you sort of get for free by doing that. Yeah, that's part of it. I know if you open the Shortcuts app, it will give you some suggestions based on like things that you do on your phone all the time. It will give you some suggestions for things that you could automate. So there may be some advantage there to starting with one of those and building it out. And there's a Shortcuts gallery, I think it's called.
Yes.
That you can go check out. Is it Shortcuts Gallery?
Oh, yeah. It's called the gallery.
Okay. So I will make sure there's a link to that in the show notes. And that's going to do it for us today. If you have questions about Shortcuts, if you want to find out what the longest shortcut Andrew has, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. We will get back to you. We will highlight your questions and feedback on the show. So definitely let us know. Because like I said, as it comes to macOS, we're definitely gonna be talking about Shortcuts more and giving you tips and tricks that we find along the way. So for now, that's gonna do it for us. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.